item number two is a subdivision rezoning for 311 Grassy Boulevard under file DASZ 24 of 2011.
Take care.
And in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard. Item number five is a variance for 311 Grassy Boulevard under file DAV 141304 of 2011D.
Listen, we've already got this going, so. The applicant for the ambulance. Yes. Thanks.
We can open it up after.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm sure we can. Okay. The application before us today, I have the applicant here who is here, Alma Nagel, 311 Grassy. Would you like to come forward? Sorry, the phone. We don't know who's. It's the Kremlin who's on the line. I'm not sure. Anyway, the yes. Thank you. Did you have a chance to look at the administrative report? And
I did.
Okay.
But I don't agree with the cul-de-sac in there.
Right.
It pretty much picks my property up. I intend to have four lots there, and by putting the cul-de-sac in, that will really get me gone.
Yes.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I see the drawing as well in terms of it. And by and large, I understand why the public service recommends it is because they argue in terms of turnaround for emergency vehicles and so on.
Do you realize it's only 200 feet?
200 feet, right.
From Forum to the end of up to Ham Street. To
right.
The property to put a cul-de-sac in that pretty much takes up more than half of my property.
Yes.
Which yeah. I intend to have four lots out of that. And I won't be able to get four lots out of it this way.
Okay.
I did propose the idea already before anyone purchased the property and maybe anything against it from planning and public works.
You proposed what idea?
For me to subdivide it away and have a dead end road.
Uh-huh.
All for the owner for 3-7. He wants to do the same as what I am.
Right. Okay. We have the planner who's with us today, John Wintrup, who's with us, and Kim Raban, and maybe they can shed some light, and then we can discuss this, because I have somebody here who's here for information at 327 Grassy, but I don't have anybody who's in opposition, so maybe we can work this through and find out what we can do here, so not a problem. John, was there... Is in terms of the rationale, or what's the thinking here, I suppose?
The request came through our Public Works Department. My manager did speak to a manager over at Public Works and asked for somebody from Public Works to attend the meeting to answer these questions. I don't see anybody from Public Works here. So it was a requirement from the Public Works Department.
I see. Okay. So Public Works is the one who's making this request in terms of the turnaround. Okay. It also has to do with snow clearing, too. You know, they have snow clearing operations, but and their heavy equipment to get in and out.
What is the future plan for that street there? Can they not use that? It's basically a ditch there, right? They're going to close off
hand. Right. The issue is, not making Jack a through street, right?
We totally agree with that.
Right.
Close it off and make it a dead end.
Uh-huh.
Just to get four driveways into it and
right.
That would be it.
And that would be it, yeah. Who did you request from Public Works to be here, John?
I'm not sure. It was my manager who made that request.
And was there any follow-up, or was did they confirm?
From what my manager told me was that Public Works had said someone was going to be in attendance.
I see. All right. Well, have you had any discussions with Public Works yourself?
Yes, I actually talked to Martin, and he said it wasn't coming from him, so I don't know who else is there.
Martin who?
I don't have his last name. Doug Genda, I spoke to him.
Okay.
I'm back in April already about that, and what my plans were, and he had no objection.
I mean, part of the problem here, too, is the proposed cul-de-sac that was drawn, I'm assuming this was drawn by Public Works. Okay, go ahead.
It did come from Public Works, from a different part of Public Works.
Okay. Well, I guess the concern I have with the cul-de-sac is pretty well the entire cul-de-sac is on your property.
Yeah.
And, you know, if a cul-de-sac's required, then at the very least, to ensure that your property in the back could be subdivided and your neighbor's property can be subdivided, it should be equitable. Do you follow me? It should, the cul-de-sac should be placed squarely in the center so that, you know, both of you would have some, you know, loss of land, but at the same time be able to subdivide. Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And the lots will be less valuable too,
mm-hmm.
as well.
Well, what I could do is, you know, without the Public Works Department here to explain, and then unless you can, you know, feel confident in explaining for them their rationale or what their stance is on this.
All I can tell you is that they make the argument. I'm not sure why this particular design. It is shown in the Transcona West Area Structure Plan a cul-de-sac in this general location. I do know that Ham Street north of Grassy is supposed to be closed down in the long run. It serves Cordite Road, which has, I think, three or four small industrial properties, which connects to Plessy's. I do believe the comments back from Public Works is that probably this neighbor, as well as the adjacent neighbor to the west, would have to work together, and they may be able to get two or three lots between the two of them to front onto this new cul-de-sac. The property to the east wasn't kind of part of this, so they've already subdivided, I do believe, and you wouldn't be able to get another pie-shaped lot. So there would be some odd shapes lots to be created if they could be possible. I do believe there are services underneath Jacques Avenue, so I'm not sure how much can be built onto Jacques Avenue.
That's correct. There's a wastewater sewer in the south side of Jacques in the right-of-way, and there's a water main in the north side, so virtually Jacques cannot be used except for surface road purposes.
Mm-hmm. Or unimproved right away, or yeah. Closed as a pathway, legally yeah. Closed. It's legally open, just not improved right now. So there would be no possibility, it sounds like, of closing it and selling the land to create larger lots.
If I can just make a couple of minor comments, maybe on behalf of Public Works. The cul-de-sac, you know, could be pushed further west to better service the joint properties. And their basic requirement is that they do not want vehicles such as garbage trucks and school buses, et cetera, backing up, or snow removal equipment for that matter. If you drive into service those lots with a garbage truck, then you're backing out with the garbage truck unless you have the mm-hmm. turnaround. So it's a safety consideration.
But we do have a lot of dead-end roads similar to that all over the city. I know that because I'm a bus driver. I drive yeah. and I back up too.
Yeah.
I know what it's like to.
We're trying to improve.
Yes. So, but it is possible. It is possible. But why can't you use Ham Street instead of our property to make the cul-de-sac? Since it's closing off anyways.
Problem is, it's not closed yet.
No, I'm not building
yeah.
it either.
No.
I'm trying to just subdivide, and so does the end. The neighbor wants to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hear what you're saying.
He doesn't want it to be a through street, and he does not want to have a cul-de-sac there either.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking up too much of the property,
mm-hmm.
which cuts into very small lots. And it's a nice neighborhood, so we want to try and continue on the same sizes of lots.
Mm-hmm. No, you pose a very interesting question in terms of the city would. I'm assuming would have you and your neighbor bear the cost of constructing the road and the cul-de-sac, whether it be on your property or on the right-of-way that's now Ham. Is that something that you posed to them, to Public Works, in terms of the idea of building the cul-de-sac on the Ham instead of in this right-of-way?
Yes.
And what was their reaction?
Oh, no, I haven't discussed it.
Okay.
This is my first time I've ever done
No problem, no problem. You're doing it.
I have never done subdivision, so I really don't
No, you're doing a good job. No problem. Well, you know, I know it's a delay, but my suggestion would be is that we could lay the matter over and get this information in terms of looking at that. Because the Chief Peguis Trail, as you know, is under construction now.
Yeah, I already gave a piece off of that, too, in the front.
I see, right, exactly, and with the widening that, right.
Okay.
And of course, with that construction, is taking it up to La Jumeirah, then the plan would be in the future for it to continue through, and that would be the concept of that time is to sever that service road at that point. So, but the problem, but you make a good point, is maybe it can be severed sooner rather than later. We do have those industries, as was noted by the planner, but you know, those industry, the road does go through another direction too, right? It does connect to Plessy. So I don't know the answer to that question.
As you mentioned earlier, you don't want traffic to get used to the turning point, as I was here earlier.
Yes, that's right. So yeah, that's a problem too.
That was a good point for me too.
Yeah, no, fair enough. It's,
you know,
it's
whenever you can close off, it doesn't really matter to us, you know, for me and the neighbor. I just spoke with him before I came to this meeting.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Yeah. I think it's a very good idea. It's just a question in terms of timing, and in terms of providing access, because it would affect people who have used Cordite Road. Ham turns into Cordite Road, and Cordite Road would be impacted. So it would impact other property owners and business, namely businesses on that street. So that would be the issue to consider. But having said that, you know, the plan is anyways to close it, right? And so whether you close it now or close it later, really, what's the difference in that sense? The question would be, when they do close it, they would create a turnaround as well for the Cordite side, right? So that you don't have a dead-end system. And there may be also another access grant, and I'm not too sure because of the fact the city does not also like to have long dead ends for purpose of emergency vehicles. So those are issues we'd have to sort out, but maybe if we laid over in the terms of the month, you could have discussions with our staff, and maybe working through the planner and Mr. Raban, have those discussions to sort it out so that when it comes back here in a month, we can have some answers, if that's doable.
Who do I contact?
Well, I would be the point person would be Mr. Winthrop, John, who's the gentleman on the left, and if he could facilitate get the Public Works folks involved, and to have that discussion and try to. Because it's a public hearing now, I unfortunately can't participate, but because I have to hear it through the hearing. But Mr. Winthrop can talk to me. So if that sounds all right. Okay. All right. Sure. No, that's fair enough. And yeah, and I think I think the city would prefer to have the density to have four lots versus two, right? So, or three even. So, okay. All right. Right. And specifically laying it over with the instruction to for the public service to work with the applicant. If you want to take the chair, Councilor Bawadi, with the public service to work, lay it over for a month with the public service to work with the applicant. To look at options in terms of the allowing to the application to proceed as applied for.
Okay.
For
a month. Items 2 and 3 are being laid over for 1 month.
One month.
In favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, there was somebody registered in somebody else registered.
Oh, right. Sorry. Okay. Well, yeah. Sorry, we're doing it prematurely. We have to deal with the other registrants who are registered with us. So if you could just step down for a second, Alma, and then we'll go for this. Thank you. Is there any other person who is not registered who is here in support of this application? Seeing none. Is there anybody here who is registered in opposition of this application? Seeing none. Is there anyone here? There's somebody. We have one person registered for information, Sandra Duick. Do you wish to speak, Sandra, or are you just registered for information? Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much. And anybody else registered for information? All right, seeing none. Councilor Bellotti, if you want to take the chair, I'll move that said the same motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All carried.
And public hearing delegations are still open. Just want to make sure it's clear.
Absolutely.
For the next meeting. So,
yeah.
Okay.